not talk about them. Let's just enjoy. And a little while later, well, what about so-and-so? Do you think if we called, it goes on. I believe that's the fellowship of his sufferings, because Jesus Christ yearned over his own disciples, and he yearns over them to this day. And when he turned to Peter, when it says in the book of John, from that day many of his disciples turned and walked no more with him, Jesus Christ was saying things that were just too hard. And Jesus turned to his disciples and said, will you also go away? And I've repeated with Peter many, many times, Lord, to whom shall I go? You have the words of eternal life. Have you ever said that to the Lord? When other people are leaving and saying, let's bag this, and you say, no, it's better to walk with Christ alone than to go with the crowd to hell. Some of the fellowship of his sufferings just can't be itemized. He finally said, becoming like him in his death. I think the King James Version is that fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. Being made conformable to anything is sort of being pushed into the mold. Jesus said this rather cryptic statement. He said, as the master, so shall the servant be. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. That's very reassuring, isn't it? But Jesus always spoke straight from the shoulder to his disciples. He said, if you were of the world would love his own. But you're not of the world, therefore the world hates you. And you're going to get it. Now, being made conformable to his death means that you go the direction Jesus Christ went. And that's against the crowd. Does a speaker ever need to tell a group of Christian women not to go with the crowd? Do you know of any who have dropped out since last year? Dropped out spiritually? I can't think of anyone offhand. But that doesn't mean I don't know people who dropped out. But oh, the loving kindness of our Lord. We have one fellow on our CCM staff that came to Christ in the early days that we were in Moscow, and then stumbled and fell and got up again. And then for 8 years he took off from the Lord. And I heard him say in a little Bible study I was in, he said, I have a lot of regrets. And of those years. But he said he came back. And the Lord was there with all his loving kindness. And now that young man is stable. He learned his lesson. But there are others that are still away that I know of. And I don't want to be naive and say just because you go to a Christian conference once in 1985, that means everything is hunky-dory for the rest of your days. No, you have to say, I have to have a purpose, and that purpose is to know Christ. And that is to know Christ even at personal loss of my own desires, my own great ideas of what I'm going to do with my life. But at least I've lived long enough to see that the Lord will not be in debt to you, because there's something very sweet about being with Christ and being able to talk to him and say, you and I know, Lord, and I wouldn't be here now without the fact that you kept me. Now, there's another portion of scripture, and I'd have you turn with me to it, Hebrews 12, because I think it also has... We're not sure whether Hebrews was written by Paul, but whoever it was, he had a heart like Paul. Therefore, first verse, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance, steadfastness, the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. That's getting to know him. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him, that means keep on looking after you've taken that look. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And tomorrow morning we're going to talk about constancy of ministry, and that's what this is saying. There's everything that would make you lose heart, but keep your eyes on Jesus. He authored your faith, and he wants to be the perfecter or the finisher of your faith. And he is our example because he endured the cross because he had the goal of our salvation. He despised the cross, it says, scorning the shame, and now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Consider him. Keep on looking at him. Have as your purpose knowing Christ better. There are so many things that would lead us off into tangents, whether it's the cult of self-image or a lot of other things that come up in the Christian community of getting us all preoccupied with something else. But ladies, you'll find that if you make it your purpose to know Christ and look at everything in the light of loss in relationship to knowing him, you'll be able to be like Paul at the end of his life when he said, I have fought a good fight, I've finished the course, I've kept the faith. Then he went on to say, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that love his appearing. So let us go to bed tonight with that thought that he's worthy. He's worthy of our love because he loved us. He's worthy of our faith because he's faithful. Keep Jesus Christ high and lifted up in your thinking. Shall we pray? Father, dismiss us now with your blessing, and let the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.